10 in 10.
2600 experience. Thanks, everybody. That's a wrap. It's a wrap, everybody. See everybody later. And we are out. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm quitting this dungeon. That's my daily routine, really, is before I go to bed, I'll use one Genki Ball and do two instanced dungeons back-to-back, because that's it actually works out pretty well. They're about 15 minutes each. Although, on average, they're longer than that. They're 16, 17 minutes each. But if I'm lucky, if I'm on schedule, what happened right now is what happens ideally. The Genki Ball runs out during the second boss fight, so I get the full experience for the whole thing. I've had, though, on at least three occasions, I've had the Genki Ball run out mere seconds before engaging the boss, which feels like a bunch of bullshit. All right, I'm going to take a break. I'll be back later. Bye-bye. Folks, welcome back to Nintendo. A lot of things have happened since last we talked. I did the quest to change my hair color. Did I mention that? Maybe I forgot. Change my hair color to black. It was white. They said the first time it's free, so I thought, why the hell not? No Mo Wo still looks just as cute with black hair instead of white. He just looks younger, that's all. This has no effect on your offline mode character, your human character. His hair is still green. All right, I'm back in the game. Here's what we're going to do. I've got some stuff to do. I've got some quests to clear. I'm going after another key emblem here in the beautiful city of Megastroyce. I need to hire some dudes, some goons, some cronies. You guys remember the battle with that demon? What's his name? Zygus? I want to say Zygus! He was the one who attacked Orphea and almost tried to eat those Pukuripo kids. And the guy with the top hat jumped in and saved us. And then you remember cute princess Alue-chan-sama? ran into her again in a dream. The purple Pukuripo Faustile, who has a lute. He's sort of a town hero here. What am I doing here? Looking for dudes. Looking for dudes. Nakamo Sagaso. Sagaso! Alright. Level 53, yes. Let's go standard party makeup. Anyway, I walked into a mirror. Saw a cutscene. Turns out that Faustile... Wait, no. Somebody... I already forget who's who. Faustile is really the prince? Or the prince is really Faustile or something? That's right. Faustile is really Alue's son, the prince. And I don't know what the significance of that is, but I think they found her magical notebook that gave her three wishes. Anyway, there's one more boss fight. And then I think I get this key emblem. That'll be neat. I can take the train to Megastroyce anytime I want. All right, let's definitely grab a battle master. Bataru Master. Cut that. That was stupid. Oh, boy. I like the look of this one. This battle master's got some excellent statue. Come with me. Her name is Brilliant, and she only has one eye. All right. Welcome aboard! Alright, next up, let's go for a wizard. Ooh, magic spells. Here's a sweet little wizard named Miyuki. She's coming with me! Welcome aboard! Everybody's welcome here on Team No Mobile. And of course, I need a priest to keep us all in tip-top condition. Ayakana, no. Midi, no. We. A priest named We. Not We, but We. There is a difference! Here's one named Lafati. Rishu, Motonari, Miyukun, Matsuken, Haratoyo, Harry!
Way up north in a house that's new.
I definitely want a priest with a shield and a wand. How about Ayakana? White buckler plus two, that sounds pretty good. Angel wand plus three. Do you have the Hiramaki ring? Yes, you do. You're coming with me. Thanks, Ayakana. All right, that's my party, and I'm sticking to it. Let's get out of here, guys and girls. Oh, no, it's all girls. All right.
Ladies, right this way.
Now, I haven't been keeping up with this quest, but I looked at what the hell's going on in this land option that's in your Senreki menu, and it says, go to the windmill and go in the tower, and there's a thing to do, so that's what I'm doing. Now, the other quest that I did... while I was off mic, and this, I'm fascinated by this a little bit, is the clothing dye shop. Apparently, you can dye clothing now. You can change the colors of any of your equipment, and I guess this... Oh, God! Out of nowhere. Silas out of nowhere. Fucking three-eyed griffin just swooped down into my face. You can change the color of any equipment, so... And I know. MMOs have been doing this since, fuck, Ultima Online? But now I can do it in Dragon Quest X, Warriors of Eden. No, wait. The five master races. Dead. How can that son of a bitch aggro me if he's so weak? Saw a few characters in instanced dungeons who had clearly dyed their own clothes. They'd taken their regular classes armor and dyed it completely black to look quote-unquote cool. It did look... I'll admit it looked cool on the Battlemasters who were dual-wielding swords, but... It's kind of a stretch on some of the other classes. I mean, you can't really be intimidating as a priest in all black, right? Anyway, to do it requires harvesting specific items to be used as dye. You have to collect 10 of a specific thing and then trade them in for the dye and then use that to color whatever you want. Larger articles of clothes that have multiple fabrics or colors on them can be colored individually. I mean, you can... You know, if you've got I'm wearing a ranger's tunic, I have a bandana affixed to my neck. I can choose to color either the bandana or the tunic itself. Or both! I could go for a nice pretty bandana. Alright, I'm in the field where the windmill is. Let's go find the windmill! This is also where I do the, superstar quest. I've got to kill three one-eyed clowns while psyched up to 100%, but I can't do that. Without somebody helping me and cheering me on, Luke Maxwell. You hear me, Mr. Maxwell? Maxwell Smart, Agent 86. I actually used the Dragon Quest X Adventurers app on the iPhone to send Luke a message in-game. Although I don't think he's subscribed right now. You can write... This is actually really cool. You can write letters in-game and purchase and send them in-game. It's like 10 gold, and I think it withdraws automatically from your in-game gold vault, which is pretty handy, actually. So I sent him a letter, written out to look like an old-timey, telegraph. Telegram! It was in all caps, and it was like, Luke Maxwell, stop! Need help doing Superstar Quest, stop! Come back to the Astrology ASAP, stop! Yours, Nomowo! I had fun. Oh, also, valued listener Elizabeth Alexander, may have shed a little bit of light on the housing situation. Apparently I have to buy a plot of land first. Which I did not realize. I did not realize that there were plots of land to buy because every time I've been in the town area, I've only seen towns and no empty plots. I guess because it's wildly popular. You know what? I'll make that next on my list. I'm going to check that out as soon as I take care of this emblem quest. I hope I can. I hope I can quote-unquote solo this. I mean, play by myself with a pickup party of computer-controlled dudes. And why shouldn't I be able to? I did get crushed by Heap of Poseidon, but I did have the wrong party makeup. According to that guide. Even though I was about 20 levels higher than what that recommended party makeup did it at, that still seems excessive to me. I mean, we just got crushed. All right. Here we are. I'm outside the tower. Let's go into the tower. Oh, good. There's a vault in here. So I can actually... I meant to... dump all my gold before I left town, but I forgot. I had it in my inventory because you buy Metal King coins from Torneko if you run into him in the dungeon, but you don't know exactly when you're going to run into him in the dungeon, so you just got to be prepared and always walk around with your pockets full of gold. It's not risky in the instance dungeons because when you die, you just get thrown out of the dungeon. You don't lose half your gold, which is nice. All right, let's get go up to the tower. Okay, no music again. This is really eerie. Guys? Anybody? Miyuki? Say something. Oh, it's the gears. Can you hear the gears? Hello? 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 Anybody? 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 Ray? 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 My favorite Final Fantasy is probably 7, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6. Alright, what's in this door? Can I go in here? Oh. Not only can I go in there, but I'm getting a cutscene! Oh, it's the prince. / Faustino. Are they the same person? I forget. All right. Prince Laguas.
Wait up, Mr. Yobo.
He's a tiny little Pukuripo kid with curly prince hair.
Oh, this is a royal room for members of the royal family. It's been used for generations. My Sagasu!